You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Nance style. Hello, friends. What's up? Welcome in, Grant and Danny. On the Fan, it's May 10th, 2021. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend, refreshed, recharged the batteries, ready to tackle the week ahead. Daniel, how are you?
Good, my friend. Big youth sports weekend for the Rouillets. All three sports, all active, no rainouts, some great games. The Barons, highly successful, the baseball team. The Wolfpack, maybe the best game this humble soccer manager has ever coached.
Wow.
Huge, huge, huge outing. Great game. Two great teams.
Danny Gibbs.
And 2-1 victory, but that's not the story. The story was how good the game was. Highly competitive. Kids did great. Upset of the weekend, though. The previously undefeated Patriots. You can give those 19-0 t-shirts away. Lost. The business end on Sunday morning at 9:30 at Holy Child. They lost.
That's why we play the game.
That's why you play the games. Heavily favored on paper.
Any given Sunday morning at Holy Cross.
Any given Sunday, man. That's why they do it. On paper, the superior team. You've got five kids that can take it to the house at any time. And then there are other kids that are also in uniform. Man, oh, man. They lost. But still, highly entertaining weekend. Not as good for the DC sports teams, though. Actually, I guess it was still pretty good. 2 out of 3 were good.
Yeah, I felt okay overall about the DC sports landscape this weekend. There's a lot to cover. There's a lot to get to. We'll give you the lay of the land first. Jason Smith at 3 o'clock. They call him Sticks. He's about 7 feet tall. Very nice gentleman.
Handsome.
Big personality. Loves movies like we do. We've had him on the show dating back to when he played for the Wizards. Now he's a TV guy for NBC Sports Washington, breaking down their games. We'll talk to him about the Wiz, who have won 13 of their last 16. He's on the show at 3 o'clock, 55 minutes out. And Tariq El-Bashir is with us today at 6 o'clock of The Athletic. Covers the Capitals. They've got more injuries right now, I think, than they've got healthy players. So we got to get into those couple of things. Mother's Day weekend was a success overall.
Yep.
I don't know how to order from Starbucks. I'll never know how to order from Starbucks. I don't want to know how to order from Starbucks. My wife is a Starbucks fiend. She swears by it. She loves it. Her mom worked at Starbucks for many years. I don't drink coffee, so I don't really do it.
Right.
I'm sure it's amazing if you drink coffee. So I did this move. About 6:15 in the morning, I set the alarm. I sneak over. I grab her phone off the nightstand. I go into her apps. I get the Starbucks app.
This is sharp.
I look at a recent order.
Warren Sharp by you.
What
look at
was
that.
Her last order and what Starbucks was she at? Now, unfortunately, it wasn't one of the nearby Starbucks.
All right.
Okay. So we made a little hike. I didn't want to navigate the app. I didn't want to have to follow and figure out anything else with zip codes. So we just went over to Springfield.
Okay.
And I got whatever her last order was.
Do you remember what it was?
Absolutely. I don't know the names of all the nonsense that she drinks. It's a mocha capa, one pump, mandada.
Yep.
Some nonsense
right.
like that.
So maybe you don't remember exactly what the drink was.
No, but I know the rest of the order. I said I didn't know the name of the drink. It's a maca capolata something.
Yeah, it's mocha, a maca capolata.
Mocha capiacanata.
Yeah, yeah.
One pump of this.
It's a halodi
kind
nata.
Of milk.
Yep.
It's ridiculous, whatever it is. I don't know the language. I didn't. You need to take 3 years of it to graduate high school, and I didn't take 3 years of it. So we got a baby scone. I know that was on the order. So the president, madam,
yep.
got her scone, ate breakfast in bed with mom. So she mm-hmm. came with me. We got the order. We brought it back to the house. There was a breakfast sandwich involved. There was a scone. There was a whatever that thing is that I've been trying to say.
The mocha capolata.
So we did that in bed, and then I had to work. I had to do the baseball show from 8 to 10. But we had a nice relaxing day around
Very
the
good.
House. Pretty good. What'd you do for Mother's
Day? So we did our main event on Saturday, because Sunday just is the busiest sports thing ever, and there's nothing we could do about that. So Saturday, my oldest and I went to the Salt Line right down here.
Yes, they did.
Had a Mother's Day brunch situation. You pre-ordered it, and if you wanted, they combined with the local florist for a lovely floral bouquet. I added that to the order. So I rolled back after boarding practice on Saturday, took my little guy, we went down there, and we returned with a beautiful crab quiche brunch with some Parker rolls, a parfait,
a salad. What's a Parker roll?
Joy. It's a.
Is it Smush Parker or is it Tony?
No, it's closer to Tony. It is there. You know those like King's Hawaiian rolls that are delicious?
I'm quite familiar.
Bigger. That, but more.
It's called a Parker roll.
A Parker roll. I don't know why they're called that, by the way.
Why haven't I heard of this? Is this a thing I should know about?
If you're a consumer of the carbohydrates, then yeah. Get yourself on board. The Salt Line features them. I think it's a very New England thing. But they're phenomenal. They're outstanding. So we roll back with that and the flowers, and we are the hero of the day. It was awesome. So we did ours kind of on Saturday.
In a strange twist, I was told no flowers this time around.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm a huge flower getter.
Rightly so.
I get flowers like whenever I go out, you know, just randomly too, right? But I guess because my wife's been getting so many flowers for herself, it's that time of year. She goes to Trader Joe's and picks through all the things she likes. My mom was nice enough to grab her a couple plants she really wanted at one of these places recently. She told me, she's like, hey, everything that we would put flowers in has flowers, so don't worry
no
about
flowers.
Getting any flowers.
Wow.
But I was a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
Because she says that, and then she sees all of the other moms with their flower pictures on Instagram, and she's going to be like, he didn't get me any flowers. And she's not either going to remember or care that she told me not to get her flowers.
You specified no flowers, and here I am following orders, and now you're mad?
Felt weird.
Yeah.
Felt weird not to present flowers. Yeah. I thought about doing it anyway, but we didn't. But it was a success overall. It was a good day. All right, let's get into the DC sports scene from this weekend. So we'll start with the Wizards. I got a good news, bad news for you, Danny. Which do you want first?
Bad news first. I like to end with dessert.
The bad news is that Bradley Beal is not going to play tonight and will not play on Wednesday. He'll miss at least two games with a left hamstring strain. He left the game on Saturday night with the Wizards getting ready to try to force overtime. Checked out with 21 seconds left in the game. Didn't play a second in OT as Russell Westbrook carried them to a massive win. Clearly in pain on the bench. We thought he rolled his ankle. Turns out he's got a hamstring strain, and he is going to be reevaluated before their final two games of the year. It's possible that he doesn't play but one or either zero of the four games remaining at this point. They're now a half game in front of Indiana for the 9 seed, and they're one back of Charlotte for the 8 seed, which would be amazing if they could catch the 8 seed and then be in pretty good shape to just win one game and to get through the play-in tourney. But this is the most Wizardsy thing ever, man.
Isn't it?
They've won 13 of 16. The city's kind of fallen in love with them at this point. Everybody's watching their games. They're starting to position themselves well to make a little bit of a run. And Bradley Beal has one hamstring now.
So it's a double dip against the Hawks, who are pretty decent, by the way. So Monday and Wednesday, you'll be
tonight.
Without him at minimum. Yeah, so tonight and Wednesday. You know it's serious, right? Like that. This whole idea that he's basically checked out of that game in which he scored 50, by the way, and they needed every one of those points in a thriller against Indiana. That was a riveting basketball game. So he leaves, and you know it's obviously not something that's just, oh, hey, I'm cramping up, or this is something pretty significant. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play again the regular season, just to make sure, because you're now fairly locked in to a postseason berth. They haven't mathematically committed yet, I don't think.
Just as an example, I don't know that they will get the 8, but getting the 8 as opposed to falling to the 10 is a very, very different thing.
That's 100% different.
So if he can play, they need to let him play. I mean, obviously, you protect him, and I'm not asking him or the team to do anything that isn't smart.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is to make sure he doesn't play if he's at risk. But it's not like nothing's on the line. It seems like you're going the route of, oh, they're going to get into the play-in tournament one way or the other. There's a huge difference
between being in
that 7-8 game and being in that 9-10 game.
Absolutely. And I guess, let me clarify. This is me, I'm not a doctor, but armchair watching it, I'm going, this is not, oh, he'll be back Thursday. That's not how it looked to me. It looked significant. Like, in order for him to get right, it may be longer than just a couple of days, where we're just, maybe he'll ride the bike on Tuesday and see how he feels at shoot around. That looked like a bigger deal to me. Maybe I'm wrong.
I just know that this is such a Wizards situation. I feel so badly for their diehard fans that have suffered through the early part of this season and ridden with this team through the turbulence and the awful bumpy airwaves. And then they got into that pocket where everything was calm and they sent out the drink carts. And now it looks like everything on the flight is going wonderfully. And they decided they're going to give everyone the meals that they were only supposed to give the people in first class. And now they're like, actually, the plane lost an engine, so we have to do an emergency landing. Bradley Beal unavailable. It's just a backbreaker.
Yeah.
I don't know if people get that this team's actually good, though. There's a difference between us talking about them because they're fun, which they are. Every single game comes down to the last minute or goes to overtime and is a possession-by-possession thriller. I mean, they are must-see television. But there is a difference between that and actually being good at basketball. And they're good at basketball. And there are loud people that will tell you they're not, and this is just an indictment on NBA or the schedule or whatever, and they're incorrect. For the first time pretty much in my life, they played 16 games, okay? They've won 13 of those 16 games, 13-3 in that stretch. Their three losses of the 16 games are by 1 point, 1 point, and 3 points in overtime. And I'm pretty sure all three of those games were on the second night of back-to-backs.
Yes.
That is
correct.
You can't do any better than that.
Seriously.
13-3 in a 16-game span where all three losses, second night of back-to-backs, and you either lose by one or go to overtime in being ousted. You can't have a better stretch of what is the equivalent of like a quarter of a normal NBA season. They've been awesome.
This past week, defensively, it's been a little bit of
they don't play defense.
Right now, they're not.
Prepare for it.
They really got going because they were playing pretty good defense, right? Now they're kind of riding, as you said, Russell Westbrook's doing ungodly things. It's just ridiculous. Beal goes for 50 in a huge game. Before playoff time, if they're going to do anything, they got to tighten that up. But none of that changes what you just said. What you just said is correct. This is a team that I'm telling you, if I'm Boston, if I'm Charlotte, if I'm a team kind of in the middle of the pack, I'm basically going, I hope we don't see them. They remind me of the Golden State team years ago that upset the Dallas Mavericks, the Baron Davis group, where they were the eighth seed, but they weren't really the eighth seed. They were dangerous, and nobody wanted to see them.
Which of the performances in Russell Westbrook's record tying, he tied Oscar Robertson for the most triple-doubles ever, his next triple-double will break the record. Which was most impressive, 33 points, 19 rebounds, or 15 assists on Saturday night?
Again, I'll never be ceased to amazed. I can't turn that phrase
Run
right.
Run that one back.
Let me try that again. I'll never stop ceasing to be amazed.
No, I still can't do it.
That's not it
Let's
either.
Do,
what am I trying to say here?
Say,
I'll always be amazed.
It will never stop amazing.
Thank you. It'll never stop amazing me, the rebounding. I cannot get over a 6'2.5", 6'3", maybe in shoes.
How did you do it? And I'm actually asking.
Well,
is it positioning? Is it the luck of the bounce?
The greatest rebounder I've ever seen is obviously Dennis Rodman. That's not hyperbole. That's a guy that was better than anybody in the world at it. Now, there are other centers have been great at it. They're down low. They're boxing out. They're excellent. Whether it was Olajuwon, Robinson, Shaq, Ewing, all these guys are great. Dennis Rodman was 6'7", if that, right? And all he did was out of desire.
Popeye Jones.
And angles.
Terry Davis.
Yeah, all.
Calvin Booth.
Big, physical, strong guys that boxed out. I mean, Jahidi White. But now Jahidi had this thing where the ball would come to him, and his fists would turn into actual pieces of iron, and he would smack that ball right out of bounds.
Peter John Ramos.
Don't you reference Peter John Stamos in this building. But you get my point. Westbrook's doing it's not just, he eked out that 10th rebound.
No.
It's these consistent 17, 18, 19, 14. He had, I think, a streak of five straight games where he had 14 rebounds. Like, I don't know how he does that.
It's insane.
He's excellent at it. He's the best rebounding guard we've ever seen. He's among the best rebounders in the league. Period, end of story, regardless of position. It's amazing.
Yeah, I just love watching that team right now. I really do. They're just a lot of fun, and they're back at it tonight, first of a couple against the Hawks. But again, they're doing it without Beal now, and that's a pretty good team. So if they can get one of these two, I'd say I'd sign up for that right now.
Yeah, if you split, I'll take it.
But Westbrook's just going to have to play out of his mind. They're actually the healthier of the teams that play at Capital One Arena that are getting ready for the playoffs. The Capitals, and God bless them, their win over the Flyers that same night. On Saturday night, you had the Wiz going to overtime, the Caps going to overtime simultaneously, basically. So that was, to me, as impressive a win as the Caps have had in a couple years. I don't know if you got to see the end of this game. They were down 1-0 and playing without a litany of their best players. No Ovi, no Backe, no Kuzi, no Carly, no Ilya Samsonov, and TJ Oshie's lost with an injury in the game. And Tom Wilson's been on and off the ice the last couple of games. And Schultz isn't right. I mean, we could go on and on. They're down 1-0. They've got two centers. You need four on four lines.
Right,
but
so
they've
got two wings
playing out of position, including Oshie, who's not finishing the game. But they had two centers playing. One of them scored in the 60th minute, Lars Eller, to force overtime. And then they won the game with Connor Sherry scoring a goal in overtime. 2-1 over the Flyers, ridiculously impressive. They've got one game left tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and then the playoffs start. I worry about them. Their injury report just looks like their roster right now. It's like, what am I looking at?
The Venn diagram is just one blue dot.
Backy lower body, Carly lower body, Kuzi COVID-19 protocol, Schultz lower body, Sprong dealt with an illness a handful of days ago, missed time, Tom Wilson upper body, Oshie has the lower body, Ovechkin lower body. I just hope they have enough guys to put together their playoff roster. It did sound like good news today in that Ovechkin, Carlson, and Backstrom were on the ice skating. Oshie
with no restriction, sounds like, those first three guys.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But Oshie was not. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I would just sit guys against the Bruins. At this point, I need to do what you were saying with Westbrook. Anything I can do to have the most healthy available bodies for game one of the playoffs. Forget matchup and who you're playing and seeding. I just need as many guys available to play their game one of the postseason.
Yeah, Boston can't catch them. Nobody can catch them. In theory, I guess they could win and Pittsburgh would lose, but doesn't Pittsburgh have the tiebreaker?
No, they're not winning the division.
Yeah, so that's it.
This is about playing potentially, I guess, either the Islanders or the Bruins.
Right.
So, like, if you wanted to have a say in that, you could go out and try to win and see what happened. I'm saying I don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't care about that right now.
I just need people being healthy.
Right. So, I think they, just a couple things related to that. I think they needed that game to go the way that it did, the second one against Philadelphia. First one, I thought they came out kind of flat. I know they're undermanned. I mean, I'm very aware of that. But playing that kind of defensive game where they had it within striking distance, a little bit of feel good here, kind of as they're performing field medicine, trying to get guys healthy. But yeah, I would rest anybody with any kind of nick or cut or slow down or bruise. Don't even come to the arena against Boston. The Hershey Bears, let's go.
Let's push the Nats breakdown to the end of the hour because Brad Hand had a no good, very bad weekend.
This is correct.
He had like gum in his hair and he stubbed his toe getting out of bed and he couldn't throw any strikes.
He didn't pitch well against the Yankees. That's a thing, by the way.
That is a thing.
There's a thing there.
But he had a chance to a couple times.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to this weekend. So let's get to the Nats at the end of the hour, which means Washington football team next. They could sign a left tackle today who's actually really good and just bolster their line again. Suddenly, if they make this move, they'd have one of the deeper lines in football. So we'll do that next. Brent and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're Bruce Allen, we're Grant and Dave. If you're anybody else, we're Grant and Danny. Welcome back, G&D on the Fan. We appreciate you guys making the show part of your day.
Grant and Dave.
That's right,
Bruce. Thank you, Bruce.
Hope everything's going well wherever you are at today. It's been a while since we've heard that voice. I just called my wife during the break.
Yeah.
So she went to go visit her sister who just recently had twins. She's going to take some things down there and stop in. They're in Richmond. We're in Northern Virginia, up here in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So she was going to drive down 95 a good ways. And she left pretty early this morning. Theoretically going against traffic. I thought, great idea.
Good idea.
You're leaving the house in the 8 o'clock hour. It'll take you an hour and a half. It'll be great. When I called her, I texted her actually earlier today. I said, hey, how'd it go? She said it took 3 hours. They screamed and cried the entire time.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And everyone knows what that means, right? Uh-huh. I mean, that feeling, I feel awful for her. But you got a baby in a car seat, and you got a two-year-old in a car seat. And if one's crying, the other one tries to also cry. And if you have kids, you just know about this. I think it's the worst thing in the world.
Yep.
She handles it way better than I do. My annoyance and stress and just quiet rage makes her worse off.
Correct.
When I'm in the car as well, because I just can't deal. But to me, there's nothing worse than what just happened, which is I call her up to see, hey, are you headed back maybe after rush hour or whatever? And they're already in Quantico on 95. But you heard the call.
I heard it, yeah.
The entire time she's talking.
So many memories.
There's just two wailing children in the car. And she's just very terse. And I said, how's it going?
Bad.
Said, okay. Where are you guys at? Quantico. Has it been as bad as it seems? Worse. Okay, see ya. But what's worse than that? If you're a parent driving, you got to go somewhere. It's a couple hours away. Just wailing kids in a car.
That phenomenon, what you're talking about. The fear of that has led me to Lance Nick's a trillion and one things. I'm not subjecting myself to that. If there's a chance that happens, I'm not doing it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's a shot that might go down. I'm not flying with the kids. I'm not. Now, my wife is far more, let's charge who? They got to learn.
Right.
They can learn all they want. I'm not subjecting myself to that. I will not be. A couple times, as you said, life happens. I've had to do it. And those occasions
you said
are.
Me, you should never travel. And I go, well, life does happen.
Yeah.
Occasionally you have to travel.
And those occurrences are so miserable and so scarring, jarring, and profound that I have said to myself, no. The answer is no. If it's optional at all, I choose the option where I don't do it. It's not, I'm not going to be there because there is no fate that's worse. There's nowhere to go. You're isolated, you're alone, and they will not stop, and it's relentless. And then you can add in the fact that there are diapers involved, and what are you supposed to do? Oh, my God, it's awful.
So here's something else that I would say is just a truth that everyone has to reconcile. People that don't have kids don't understand.
That's right.
And so they'll ask you to do things, and like, oh, bring your kids, it'll be fun. First of all, it won't be that fun. Let's start with that. But second of all, I don't think people that have never had kids understand just how difficult it is to do anything with kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, whatever the task is. If you want me to go to the CVS a mile from my house, just from getting people ready to in the car to getting to the CVS is a terrible time.
Yes.
It's a terrible time. So if you've never had kids, I kind of understand and respect. You don't get this. Like, if Ryan Clary wants me to come over to his house for lunch on a Saturday, and he's never had kids, I get that. No problem. I'm not going to come because my kids are going to torment you and me the entire process. But, like, he doesn't understand what
he doesn't get. Yeah.
But then, like, even people that have had kids forget if you're older. Like, hey, why don't you just come do this?
Like, your kid's 10.
Yeah.
You don't remember what it's like.
Your kid's 10 or 12 or grown or whatever. And it's like, hey, you guys want to come down to do this on Saturday? Do you have any idea what you're asking
any
me?
Any clue, sir?
Like, I'd love to at a different time. Right now, no. I don't want to go anywhere.
Tell you when I'll do that.
To me.
2027, when they're old enough. Yeah.
It's crazy how much people forget. It's like, you've done this several times.
Oh, yeah.
And you think that's a good idea? What are you talking about?
But the kids are a joy. We love them.
Anyway. All right, let's get to the Washington football team because they could be making a nice little move here. Charles Leno, who's a longtime tackle with the Chicago Bears, is visiting the team today. Charles Leno is a viable and legitimate starting left tackle in the NFL. Certified good player over the last several years. In fact, he has started every game at left tackle for the Chicago Bears since 2016. Missed three games in 2015. But he's been a full-time starter for the Bears at left tackle for 6 years. Got released, now available. He is 30 years old when play starts again this season. So not a guy that's old or done or washed up or what have you. They're talking to him about signing at left tackle. They still have money. They sat out the left tackle market. They just drafted Sam Cosmi out of Texas, and the hope is maybe he and Cornelius Lucas compete. Either Lucas is the guy early on who played really well last year, or Cosmi takes over for him and becomes your starter. But if they're able to sign Leno, who presumably is an upgrade over those two guys right now,
yeah,
you'd have to imagine, then you've got Cosmi as a swing guy for whenever Morgan Moses gets banged up, could potentially play right. Lucas, last time he played before last year, was actually with Leno as a left tackle when Lucas was with the Bears in 2019, and he played right tackle. I think you're in a really good spot, not only at tackle, but on the O-line. I mean, they're quietly building a ton of depth. I'm not going to put the cart before the horse here. It's just a visit. You know, it's like a first date. We don't know if it's going to go well or not. But if they're able to sign Leno, that is kind of the left tackle we all wanted in free agency. Like, if that would have happened, he wasn't available. They just got cut
right recently.
But if on day one of free agency, they signed Leno as their left tackle, we'd all have been doing high fives and spin kicks.
This is one of those, and it's extra smart, too. I think you made a good point before the show. This is why you keep cap space, because these sorts of things happen, right? Somebody shakes loose, and now it doesn't count against your compensatory pick formula because it's after a certain date. So you can sign somebody without penalty and still master this third round sort of, again, the compensatory thing that some of the really smart teams have been able to do, like the Ravens, Patriots, and others. So by all accounts, and I couldn't give you an in-depth scouting report, I'm just reading what everyone else has, this is a solid starting left tackle in the league. This is not an all-pro. This is not a star by any stretch of the imagination, but every day, dependable, pretty solid at that position. So worst case, as you just touched on, let's say for the sake of argument that he does sign, you're basically saying Cosmi may be the left tackle of the future, but right? We're in no rush for that. We also have a much higher floor than we did before. Instead of having a guy that's a swing tackle, get away with it for 5, 6, 7, 8 games, 9 games like Cornelius Lucas did, he's back in his Ty Nsekhe role of playing whenever he's needed.
Yep.
Now you've got your dependable everyday at left tackle. You don't worry about it anymore. That's a pretty good place to be when it comes to the O-line building.
Dude, they're building this line really well, like, period. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, same here.
We had a guy call in who's a big listener to the show. Maybe he's listening right now, who loves working out with Jaron Christian. He's like, this guy's about to break out, and I hope he does. It might be for another team, though. I mean, the depth that they're establishing at this point is pretty substantial. If they're able to sign Leno, let's go with that first of all, hypothetically. Leno's your left tackle. Cosmi's your first off the bench, probably on the left side when he's ready. Until then, it could be Cornelius Lucas. Lucas, as I said, has experience at right tackle. I'd keep all four of those guys, though. Not that there's a whole lot of versatility to kick him inside and play guard. I don't know what Cosmi's ability would be there. At the guard position, Wes Schweitzer played really well on the left side last year. They didn't have a problem with him. They traded for Ereck Flowers. Similar to the situation, they found a guy that's available, that's an upgrade. They didn't think it was a weakness, but you can strengthen something that was already decent. So now, to what you just said about kind of having Lucas as a strong backup rather than a starter who over 16 could potentially get exposed. Same thing they did with Wes Schweitzer.
Yeah.
So you got Flowers at left guard, Schweitzer as the backup. Chase Roullier has proven to be not only durable but very good at center. I would imagine Keith Ismail is the backup there. Wes Martin could be out of luck if Sadiq Charles is as good as they think he is. But they're pretty loaded to the point where if they keep 10 offensive linemen, you either keep 9 thin, 10 more traditionally. It's going to be 10 guys that they think can play, and they basically are going to have a second unit of guys who have recently started games for them, which is a really big deal.
Yeah, and it ain't too shabby. I don't think you've got, I mean, outside of Sheriff, who obviously commands such a huge amount of money, and he's an all-pro, but you don't have that star tackle that we're sort of used to seeing, but as a cohesive unit, the sum of all the parts is pretty good.
Okay, but can you... I think there's a case to be made. I'd rather have good tackles two good tackles mm-hmm. than a star tackle that commands a ton of money.
Makes a lot of sense, honestly. Like, team building wise, it
Moses
does.
Yeah, last year was very good. I know people like to beat up on him, and cool, keep doing it. He had a very solid season for mm-hmm. them. He is a right tackle. If you look at the position and what guys make now, pretty easy case to be made that he is a team friendly contract. I don't know what Leno would get. Eric Fisher, who
yep,
got cut by the Chiefs.
Just signed for 9.4, I think,
right,
with Colts.
$9 million. Yep. If that's a basis, you know, let's say it's $8 or $9 million, that's not nothing. But that's half of what elite left tackles make now.
Right.
Trent Williams just got $20 million or whatever it
was. Yeah, so Williams, Bakhtiari, Tunsil, all over $22 million. Ronnie Stanley right around $20 million in terms of AAV.
I think I'd rather have a guy who started for 6 straight years who makes $9 or $10 million a tackle.
There's something to that.
Than a Pro Bowl tackle every year who makes $22 million.
Something to that. Because it probably necessarily means, unless you're the Cowboys and your spending is allocated a certain way, that you can't have those 7.5, 8 out of 10s at the other spots. You don't get a sheriff and a $20 million left tackle,
but
right?
But props to them, and this is something that I think they do really well. And as much as we beat up on Bruce Allen, this started years ago, honestly. Don't be desperate to just fill every hole the first day of free agency. And this is something that we've commended them on for a few years. But guys like this will fall into your lap occasionally. Now, maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. Maybe there's two or three teams that want him, and they're willing to pay him a little more than you are after you just drafted Cosme with Lucas on your roster already. But free agency doesn't just start and end in 72 hours. You have the duration of the offseason. There are guys before camp that get cut post-draft when teams find out that they were able to get the player that they wanted and can save money. There are guys during training camp that get cut.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been good at this patient approach of, well, we don't have to bring in Eric Flowers, but he's available. Let's see what it would cost.
It's going to cost us nothing, by
okay,
the way.
Yeah, they're going to pay the freight. Let's do it. We don't have to go get Charles Leno, but let's see what it would cost. I just think this is really, really smart team building to address the line with the depth that they have.
I agree. And the thing that I'm always amazed at, and I'm going somewhere with this, about what Nick Saban is able to do at Alabama, is he's able to convince somebody, come here, you're not going to play right away, probably. Now, I don't know if that's in the pitch, but you're going to be behind a dude that's going in the first round in the NFL draft coming up. Wait and wait and wait and wait, and then you'll be a pick. He's able to convince guys to come and be backups and not play right away. Rivera's able to do that here at this position. Some of these guys would be starters in a lot of places, and yet here they are signing for a reasonable amount of money to be kind of part of a program. That's a tough ask. That's a tough sell, and he's able to do that. That's a cultural thing. He deserves credit for that.
Natty just tweeted us. You can hit us up at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. He said, I just walked by a guy with my dogs who was working on a house, blaring you guys from an old-school boombox while he saws lumber.
That's manly and awesome.
It's badass. So I said, you got to give me all the information you have so I can shout this guy out. He said it was in Twin Brook, Rockville. I'm assuming he was over the air because he was ahead of my low-volume phone stream. I stopped and said, Grant and Danny? He said, yup. And I said, take care. I know I have such a way with storytelling.
That was a good, whoop, see you later moment. You did it.
But that guy who's sawing lumber, being just so manly and accomplishing a goal while listening to our show, we appreciate you. We appreciate everybody listening to our show. G&D on the Fan, the Nats just didn't have it this weekend in the bullpen. Brad Hand, who's normally very reliable, was the opposite of that. We can get into them next. Jason Smith on the Wizards at 3 o'clock. And I want to talk NFL schedule release with you next hour, Danny. We're G&D on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We'll be right back. pause the kick, and here it comes. Swinging a ground ball, base hit into left field. The game is over as Wade scores, and the Yankees have beaten the Nationals this afternoon with a walk-off win in the bottom of the ninth inning. They take two out of three in the series, and it's a couple of rough ones for Brad Hand, their closer. A blown save yesterday, and he'll take the loss here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two walks to start it. Could not pitch out of the trouble. And Stanton with a ground ball single, his only hit of the series, wins the game for the Yankees.
G&D on the Fan. It was a tough weekend for Brad Hand and the Nats bullpen. Back-to-back losses Saturday and Sunday at Yankee Stadium. They win the first game of the series. They exploded on offense, so they didn't need to shut the door late innings. And then had a chance to be in position for a sweep because Max Scherzer was as dominant as he's been in years.
He was great.
Two hits and a run, pitched into the eighth, and struck out 14 against an American League lineup without a pitcher. That was vintage Cy Young Award-winning Max, who, by the way, is back to his Cy Young form right now.
Yep. He's incredible.
Like,
so,
at 36 years old, Scherzer is throwing like he did when they signed him 7 years ago.
So adults like me who are going, we need to recalibrate our expectations for him. He's just regular good. Nope, incorrect. He's a superstar. He's still amazing. When healthy, he's filthy. And he's adapting continually to add new little tricks. That cutter underneath lefty's hands is evil, and he is nasty, and I love having him.
In extra innings, the Nationals lose on Saturday. Brad Hand had not blown a save in 24 consecutive games. I should say in 24 consecutive save opportunities. Mm-hmm. Dating back through 2020 all the way to the 2019 season, with multiple organizations bridging now back to Cleveland. Hand, basically, you can't blow two saves in one game, but basically blew two saves in 30 minutes.
Pretty much.
Because he came into the game with a one-run lead and gave up the run, and then... that was, by the way, the inherited runner at second base in extra innings that would score on him. Wasn't charged to him, though, in the extra inning. So twice he had a one-run lead to protect and wasn't able to do it on Saturday. And then on Sunday, yesterday, same thing. Couldn't throw strikes. Fell behind everyone. Immediately walked two batters. Ends up giving up a game-winning base hit. The Nationals trust him and need him to be able to protect one-run games. And more often than not, his career says he will. He's been one of the best lefty relievers in the game the last several years. But it's very simple. If you can't throw strikes out of the bullpen,
yeah,
and you don't have a three-run lead or a big cushion, it's a one-run game, or yesterday was a tie game, so it wasn't a blown save. It was just a loss. But you need to come in. You need to throw strikes. And that was not the case.
Yeah, when you don't, this is what happens. Now, I will say this. Track record is plenty good enough for me that if there's a save situation tomorrow night, he's my closer. I don't think twice about it.
And I'll say that's one thing baseball fans largely don't get and or overly frustrated about. Like, the number of people in my timeline that were saying, he was terrible yesterday. How could you possibly pitch him again? Well, number one, part of the reason why he was terrible is he's not pitching enough. He pitches like once a week at this point, only when there's a save chance. And a lot of times that's bad for relievers. You don't want to overpitch them, but it's almost as big a problem to underpitch them because you can lose feel and strike zone, which happened. But you run a guy back out there. I mean, until he proves he can't do it 7, 8, 9 times out of 15 or something. If you're Tanner Rainey, let's have that conversation. But with Brad Hand, you trust the guy.
Yeah, if this is Rafael Soriano, we can make an adjustment. This is Brad Hand, a big-time acquisition who's really good. So people are going to look at the extra innings and late-game type stuff. Rightfully so, it's a bummer when the thing that's been really good for you, which is your bullpen, it's been surprisingly good, I would say, to this point. When it collapses, it stinks, and it really, really hurts. But again, a couple games where the offense really left a lot to be desired, where you had some chances maybe to add on, to have maybe a bigger inning or two, and it's just not happening for them at this point. Just up and down the depth of that lineup. Game one, they break out, score 11 runs, everyone's happy. You get a homer, you get a homer, we have an Oprah game. The rest of the weekend, though, shut down in large part. And, you know, a scrape together run here or there would have gone a long way. Who knows if they end up losing those games in extras anyway. But, you know, it's still a total thing where everything has to be perfect for them to win games, and it's not right now.
Five combined runs on Saturday and Sunday, to your point, in those two losses. So that should absolutely be brought up. In fact, yesterday in their loss, they were down 2-0, and it looked like they weren't going to score all game long. And Kyle Schwarber hit a two-run home run to get them tied in the top of the seventh inning. They had been blanked for six frames, which the number of times this year they've gone six innings without scoring a run, I think is up to like seven or something like that. But Schwarber hit a two-run home run, tied the game at two apiece, and then the bullpens got into a pen game. And when you're playing against a team with their oldest Chapman, you're probably going to lose a pen game.
Yep.
That guy, by the way, is not a human right now.
Still good.
They got a hit off of him and an unearned run a day earlier because you already have a runner at second. But if you have to start an inning where nobody's on base, like a real baseball game, and get a runner on, and get a runner over, and then eventually get them to the plate, you can kiss any kind of run scoring opportunity.
If you're left-handed, what on earth are you supposed to do against that guy?
How much of a compliment was it that they IBB'd Juan Soto?
I don't have a word for that. But I was, you know what I think of Juan Soto. It's the same thing you think of Juan Soto. I was surprised at that, to be honest with you. I'd take my chances with Aroldis Chapman against anybody that hits on that side, but still, that is the ultimate compliment.
It's all you need to know about what the league thinks of that guy.
Yeah.
And he has homered three times now in a total of four games at Yankee Stadium, I believe. Had a huge home run going the opposite way in the first game of the series. But they decided, left on left, Chapman versus Soto, no thank you.
Anybody else is better.
So they said,
by the way, it's what I would do.
We'll go after a right-hander.
Anyone but that guy. That guy's not going to do it. He can jog to first and clap all he wants.
In fact, I don't know if you saw this, Zim was chuckling when it happened.
Yeah.
Legitimately chuckling. Now, it could have been anything. He might have thought about something funny that someone texted
him. Someone may have said a funny from the dugout, but I think that's what it was.
In my mind, he had to be thinking, oh, my God. They just intentionally walked a left-hander to get to me right now.
And this isn't some soft-tossing Sam. This is Aroldis Chapman's 101 with a 92-mile-an-hour slider that's untouchable.
That's got to get going after dropping two out of three. That's five of their last six after that sweep at the hands of the Braves. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Wizards are rolling. Jason Smith, they call him Sticks. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.